Thank you for holding. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hello, my name is Kai Pali Abraham. I have last 2 months, they're charging $49.97 for 11/28 and 12/29. But I didn't order or I didn't get anything from that New Life or whatever it is. We didn't get nothing from them. Last 2 months, they're charging $49.97.
Yes, sir. What was your first and last name?
Kaipalil, K-A-I-P-P-A-L-L-I-L. Last name is Abraham, A-B-R-A-H-A-M.
And could you verify your mailing address?
23 Delaware Road, Yonkers, New York, 1710.
Yes, and I do see there was an order that was placed for a purifier, and you said you don't recall placing that order.
What purifier are you talking about? We don't get no purifier here.
Yes, sir. Do you recall if you did the initial shipping handling for it? It would have been the $7.45. It shows $7. That placed underneath the email address kaippalilla@gmail.com.
Yeah, what is the $7? What is the purifier? What are you talking about the purifier? You're talking to two.
Did you place the order for the purifier?
No.
And you're not familiar with the email address that was just mentioned, the caippalilla@gmail.com?
Yeah.
Yeah, sir. It looks like this description was started underneath that email address. It would have started from an order that was placed for a purifier for $7.45. If you don't
recall, where is the purifier? Excuse me, where is the purifier then?
It shows us it would have been delivered back in October on the 30th.
Why are you charging for every month $49.99?
Whenever you place the order for the purifier, that is an entry gift into our monthly subscription.
What?
Whenever you place the order for the purifier, that's an entry gift into our monthly subscription, where you get a $125 gift card for the $49.97. If you don't recall placing that order for the purifier, we can go ahead and cancel this account and submit this as a claim for fraud.
Hi. Let me ask you something. Even if you ordered purifier, we did not get it, but why are you charging? His question, why you are charging $49.97 every month? That's what I'm asking too.
Yes, ma'am. So that purifier shows us delivered October 30th at 11:41 a.m. by the U.S. Postal Service to the mailbox. Whenever you place that order, that's an entry gift into our monthly subscription. You would have got a $125 gift card that was sent to the email that I just mentioned.
No, he didn't get anything either. So I don't know, that's something mistake because.
Yes, ma'am. So if you don't recall placing the order for the purifier, we'll go ahead and submit this as a claim for fraud. Our claims for fraud are submitted with the local authorities. We'll track the IP address to the device and location where the order was placed and prosecute anyone that has placed that order. So we do have
hold
to
on
verify. Sorry, go ahead.
Hi. Let me ask you this one. Why? Okay, even if that's what my question is, even if he ordered, we never got it, but why are you charging $49.97 every month? That's what we need an answer for.
Yes, ma'am. So again, that order shows us it delivered back in October. So it's already been delivered. And when you place the order, that's a monthly subscription for our online website.
But monthly subscription for what?
It's for an online website. You get a $125 gift card for the $49.97. As I stated, that would have been sent to the email, the kaippalilla@gmail.com.
He did not get no.
Yes, ma'am. So again, If you did not place that order or receive that order, we can have this account canceled and we can submit it as a claim for fraud. The claims for fraud are submitted to the local authorities. They'll prosecute anyone that has placed that order, so we just have to verify it was not placed by you or anywhere in your household.
Yeah, so how do we go through that?
We'll go ahead and submit the claim for fraud. The investigation takes 24 hours. If it comes back as actual fraud, a refund will be posted in 3 to 5 days.
So how do we know that you're doing this for me? Do we have to do anything for that?
No, the account was canceled. We would just submit it as a claim for fraud.
So you guys going to go through this?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Are you going to go through the fraud claim?
Yes.
Or do you do anything? You're going to do it?
Yes.
Okay. The $125 gift, whatever, he never got it on his mail. This is all fraud because we never got a purifier. We didn't get anything.
Well, this account was canceled. We issued the claim for fraud. Would you like a cancellation number?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Go ahead.
It's C like Charlie.
How? Am I?
C as in cat.
Yeah.
2588.
2588.
50.
50.
14.
14.
7.
Seven.
That's correct.
I'll read C25885014.
That's correct.
Yeah, this is the claim number. What is that?
It's your confirmation number.
Yeah, for the fraud claim. Yeah.
That's correct.
Okay. So you will hear from you in 24 hours.
In 24 hours, the investigation will be concluded. A refund will be submitted automatically in 3 to 5 days.
Okay, so how do we know? You're going to send it to his email?
The refund will just be submitted automatically, or you can give us a call back in 24 hours.
In the same number?
That's correct.
Do you have a number?
It would just be the number you're calling right now?
Yes, a direct call, please. Give us a number.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Can you give us the direct number to reach you?
So fraud doesn't have an extension number. You would just call back and be transferred. The number to call back to is 855.
855.
568. 568. 6013.
60. Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling Customer Support. Have a great day.
You can sit here.